Mr. Mahoney, Mr. Mahoney.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Mac.
How are you?
Fine.
Have you seen this set of orders we've got?
Yeah, let me, let me move into another phone.
Have you got a tech?
No, but I think I know. Let me move to another phone.
Right. Yeah, I'm on now.
Good. Hello, sir?
Yes, you're switching up.
Yes,
to,
I will right now, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead, Mac.
Hello?
Yeah.
My and I are both on here.
Yeah.
We've read this, and we need to know some things that I think you can get us the yes and no answers on from where you are.
Yeah.
First, there are... three vacations.
Right.
Are those the three we have set before?
Yes.
Before we switched?
They are the old three.
Right. There is one which is the same.
That's correct.
No problem. Two. How long have you a clear view on that?
If you wish, I can put the phone down and get an expression of it, but...
No, hang on to it, because we've got several others that need that expression.
Yeah, just a second.
There are three possibilities.
I don't think that he had any particular time in mind.
Well, it's important for us to know, because we don't want to sign one that is more than he needs or less than he insists on.
Yeah.
There are three alternatives.
What are they?
6, 12, and elections N66.
What would be the logic of 6 or 12?
Not the logical one is elections.
Right.
But it's the hardest to sell.
Yep.
It's the only one with logic.
Seems so to me.
Okay.
Mac, before you go on to the next one, do you understand who the three are? And does
yes,
it
I do. I did that with it.
Okay,
it's the way.
Yeah, they're two A's and a T.
That's right. What? That's right. That's right.
Two A's and a what?
A T.
Okay.
T as in Tom.
Okay.
The third, we are instructed that a certain kind of person identified.
Right.
Be given a certain kind of treatment.
Right.
All of them?
Mac, this is one of the most difficult questions. I can't get you an answer to that. You see, there's a little conflict as that is drafted between that paragraph and the one that immediately follows.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Now, I laid out a cable after talking to you and after talking to the man here with me. I called George Ball and gave him a cable, which I thought was logical, consistent, and in accord with what you and I had discussed.
Yep.
Subsequently, George, at our friend's request, read the cable to him, and he redictated it.
Yep.
To say exactly what is said there.
Well, let
now,
me make a couple of comments. We
now,
will do what we're told, but let me make a couple of comments. There isn't any country in the world where this is done to all.
Well, he doesn't really mean that, you see, because that following paragraph indicates it. He doesn't mean it. Because the following paragraph, the paragraph you're talking about says, do it to all. The next paragraph says, don't do it to all, unless they're doing something bad.
What? I need to know which.
I know. After you get through your remaining questions, I'll go check and you hang on the phone. We'll try and settle it. I hadn't heard the cable as it was redictated until a few minutes ago. We spent an hour with Mr. Arnold on the telephone, and I listened to it then. He didn't mention this inconsistency, but I heard it at the time.
Right.
And I thought if you didn't note it, I wasn't going to raise the subject.
Well, Cyrus is here, and he's been watching it.
Yeah, okay.
Let me say that what I really need to know there is whether we would make two categories. One small category of people with a sort of tough type defined in appropriate ways, and one larger one of not so tough type to be watched.
I think that's about the way I would recommend it, Mac. As I worded it, the third paragraph, or the one that talks about surveillance, is mine.
Yeah.
The one above it, as I recall hearing it dictated or reported to me, was his.
The
D
is yours. So the way it comes out, it says A, blankety blanks will be held or sent.
That's right, and it includes everybody.
Yeah.
And you can't include everybody.
That's right.
So I think what you have to do is reword that one to talk about tough types, and then the one that follows says the other types you keep under surveillance, and if they ever do anything bad, you slap...
Approximate number.
Pardon me?
I need to know an approximate number.
Yep.
And really any number will do.
Yep. Well, I don't know that I can give you an approximate number, but I think we can refer to it as tough types, and you'll have to define it.
All right, well, I can do that. What I would be inclined to do if you told me to do that is to make it people, is to make a set of criteria that would have to be agreed in an approximate number, and that part of it would be private in any case.
I think your one criterion of foreign trained is pretty good.
So do I.
I'd include one or two others, such as non-foreign trained who had shown bastardly tendencies in the last 2 days.
Out in terms of what, how much we know and who there is.
Right. All right. Go ahead. The next point.
Well, I think that covers that item. There is a sector that is not covered here, namely the people you deal regularly with in your business. That series of officers. And who holds what job? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just trying. You mean the old chiefs and the new chiefs?
Yeah, the old chiefs, but the two sets of chiefs and the new chiefs. Now, we have a bargain on that, which is very unpalatable to side friends.
But I thought it was...
In one particular respect, which incidentally is in the papers. The man Johnny's parallel is very unsatisfactory.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the temper of this document as a whole is go and get this and then see what we can do with the other people. But what it doesn't tell me is whether when we've gone and got it, we've got something we back and in a sense undertake, you know, to make our position.
Well, I would say yes, with certain exceptions. And the exceptions are noted in the following paragraphs where it said we'd take a couple of more of...
Yeah, well, that part, you know, that part isn't very tough.
All right, well, I'd say...
It's been the loose bargaining end.
I'd say that generally then your interpretation is correct.
Well, you better tell him, and he needs to know so that he doesn't get startled later, that if, which incidentally is not going to happen in a minute, if all these things are done, I am assuming that we undertake to state as our pretty hard fixed position that this is a package including these professionals.
State to whom?
Well, in the bargaining, the problem has always been that we're not going to get something that each side signs saying, what a good...
Oh, I understand. Right, I understand that.
What?
I understand that. Therefore...
Does anyone else?
Well... Yeah, some others do. Well, let me say this. I think that it's fair to say that if you get your first party to agree to it,
yeah,
it's pretty fair to state to the second one that with the exceptions of the two or three noted in the following paragraphs, this is what we think is the best deal he can get, and anything that he wants more than this simply means he wants to be king, and we're not going to tolerate it.
Yeah, but he is a different person in many respects from the other group, Bob. They are not necessarily one.
I realize that. And therefore what?
And therefore, insofar as they are concerned, Johnny's counterpart is as important as
anything else.
Anything else.
The most important single, it's the biggest single choke down. The reason we press this is that you can well argue. We have not argued this way. We have not been working this way. You can well argue.
Well, I think that,
given the rest of the message, I'm not clear that previous, I thought, understanding is in tune with what he really wants.
Well, I don't think there's a difference on that one man, Mac, as much as on the total deal in its approach to the other side. I don't think he's prepared to say, you take this or else we're going to knock you down. But that applies to the total deal and not just to that, to Johnny's counterpart. Hello? Hello? I was talking to Mr. Bundy in Santo Domingo and it faded out. Thank you.
Please, apparently the circuit just died in the middle of your conversation. Hold on, please, sir.
Question?
Yeah, we had Santo Domingo up. Mr. Bundy in the line apparently went dead right in the middle of the conversation. I have Secretary McNamara waiting again on the line for Mr. Bundy. Can you reestablish the circuit, please?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Mullen, no. Trying to reestablish the circuit now, sir.
Thank you.
Stand by, sir. We're trying to get him back online.
Thank you. Thank you.